Greetings to the chosen posterity of Jacob Israel, my kinsmen, wherever you may be. This is part 3 of all the verses on saved. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Saved is found in the Word Studies menu. In part 2, we have seen that every use of the word saved has been about mortal preservation. With every situation of deliverance, protection, or preservation, it came as a result of repentance, obedience, and doing that which is right in the eyes of Yahweh. We continue in the book of Tobit. Tobit was the father. Tobias was his son. Tobias was to marry a virgin woman protected by demon spirits, which killed 7 previous husbands before him. A messenger of Yahweh told him how to free her of the demons. Tobit 6:16. And when you shall come into the marriage chamber, you shall take the ashes of perfume, and shall lay upon them some of the heart and liver of the fish, and make a smoke with it. And the devil shall smell it, and flee away, and never come again any more. But when you shall come to her, rise up, both of you, and pray to Elohim, which is merciful, who will have pity on you, and save, or preserve, or protect you. Fear not, for she is appointed unto you from the beginning, or before the world was made. And you shall preserve her, and she shall go with you. Moreover, I suppose that she shall bear you children. Now when Tobias had heard these things, and learned that she was a kinsman related to her father's lineage, he loved her, and his heart was effectually joined to her. Job 5:8. I would seek unto Elohim, and unto Elohim would I commit my cause, which does great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number, who gives rain upon the face of the land, and sends waters upon the fields, to set up on high those that are low, and those which mourn may be exalted to safety, or lifted to safety, or preserved. Job 7:19. How long will you not depart from me, nor let me alone till I swallow down my spittle? I have sinned, or missed the mark of duty. What shall I do unto you, O you preserver, or watcher of Adam? Why have you set me as a mark against you, so that I am a burden to myself? The Geneva has, O you preserver of me. Job is a wonderful book which shows that even the most righteous of us still have a little dross that needs to be removed. Job 10:12. You have granted me life and favor, and your visitation has preserved, or guarded, my spirit. Job 33:4. The spirit of Elohim has made me, and the breath of the Almighty has given me life, or teaches me, revives me, sustains my life. Mortal preservation. Job 36:6. He preserves, or sustains, or revives, not the life of the wicked, but gives right, or justice, to the poor. In Job, we again see mortal preservation to the humble, repentant, and upright. The prayer of Manasseh, 1, verse 12. I have sinned, O Yahweh, I have sinned, and I acknowledge my iniquities. Wherefore I humbly beseech you, forgive me, O Yahweh, forgive me, and destroy me not with my iniquities. Be not angry with me forever, by reserving evil for me, neither condemn me to the lower parts of the earth, for you are Elohim, even the Elohim of them that repent. And in me you will show all your goodness, for you will save, or preserve, me, that I am unworthy according to your great mercy. Therefore I will praise you forever all the days of my life, for all the powers of the skies do praise you, and yours is the glory forever and ever. Amen. Preserve me in this life, so I may praise you every day of my life. Psalm 7:9. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the just Elohim examines the hearts and the minds. My protector is of Elohim, which saves, or defends, delivers, preserves the just in heart. Psalm 12:6. The words of Yahweh are pure words, silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. You shall keep, or guard, protect, observe, preserve them. O Yahweh, you shall preserve, or watch over, them, meaning his words, from this age forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Yahweh's words are to be guarded, observed, proclaimed, and preserved forever. Those who do this during this life are preserved during it. Psalm 13:4. Let my hated enemy say, I have prevailed against him, and those that oppress me rejoice when I am forced into a bad position. But I have trusted in your mercy, my heart shall rejoice in your salvation, or deliverance, or preservation. I will sing unto you, Yahweh, because he has dealt bountifully with me. Psalm 16:1. Preserve, or guard, protect, keep me, O Elohim, for in you do I take refuge. Psalm 18:50. Great deliverance, or preservation, or victory, giveth he to his king, and shows mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his offspring forevermore. Psalm 20, verse 6. Now know I that Yahweh saves, or delivers, rescues, preserves, his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving, or preserving, or delivering strength of his right hand. His anointed refers to David, and it can also mean to his anointed people Israel. H 34:67, Yasha, is the verb form of preservation. H 34:68, Yasha, is the noun of preservation, which are both used in this verse. Psalm 25:20, O keep, or O guard, protect, preserve my life, and deliver, or defend, or preserve me. Let me not be put to shame, for I put my trust in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve, or deliver, or guard me, for I wait on you. Psalm 28:8. Yahweh is their strength, and he is the saving, or delivering strength of his anointed people Israel, and the same people he came for in the New Testament. True Israel are the Anglo-Saxon Caucasian peoples descended from the 12 tribes of Jacob. Matthew 15:24. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Psalm 31:23. O love Yahweh, all you his saints, for Yahweh preserves, or guards, watches over, the trustworthy ones, and plentifully rewards the proud doer. The Hebrew ends as, Yahweh preserves the trustworthy, and with abundance makes retribution to he who acts with arrogance. The Septuagint has the middle clause as, for Yahweh seeks for truth. When we are grounded in truth, we are guarded and watched over. Mortal preservation. Psalm 32:7. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve, or guard, or keep me from trouble, You shall compass me about with songs of deliverance, or escape, Selah. Psalm 34:4. I sought Yahweh, and he heard me, and delivered, or preserved me from all my fears. Psalm 37:28. For Yahweh loves judgment, and forsakes not his saints. They are preserved, or guarded, forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation, or deliverance, or preservation, of the righteous is of Yahweh. He is their refuge in the time of trouble. H. 86:68. Teshua is national or spiritual deliverance. Yahweh's saints are a righteous seed, a righteous people. The seed of the wicked are cut off. Cain and Esau's Jewish children will not receive any Teshua. Psalm 40:11. Withhold not you your tender mercies from me, O Yahweh. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve, or guard, watch over, or keep me. Psalm 41:2. Yahweh will preserve, or guard, him, and keep him alive, or preserve him. And he shall be blessed upon the land, and you will not deliver him into the will of his hated enemies. Psalm 42:11. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope you in my Elohim, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health, or salvation, of my countenance, and my Elohim. Psalm 86:2. Preserve, or guard, my life, for I am holy. O you, my Elohim, save your servant that trusts in you. Be merciful unto me, O Yahweh, for I cry unto you daily. Psalm 97:10. You that love Yahweh, hate evil. He preserves, or guards, the lives of his saints. He delivers, or recovers, them out of the hand of the wicked. Psalm 98:1. O sing unto Yahweh a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory, or deliverance. With Yahweh we get victory, deliverance, safety, and preservation. Psalm 116:3. The cords of death compassed me, and the pains of hell, or the land of the dead, got hold upon me. I found trouble and affliction. Then I called upon the name of Yahweh. O Yahweh, I beseech you, deliver, or rescue, or preserve my life. Psalm 119:17. Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live, or continue in life, and keep your word. Continue in life equals mortal preservation. Verse 37. Turn away my eyes from seeing falsehood, and quicken you me, or give me life, preserve me in your way. Sustain me, and I shall be safe, or saved from moral troubles, preserved. And I will have respect unto your statutes continually. Psalm 121:7. Yahweh shall preserve, or guard, you from all evil. He shall preserve, or guard, or watch over your soul. Psalm 140:4. Keep, or guard, protect, preserve me, O Yahweh, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve, or guard, or rescue me from the violent man who has purposed to overthrow my goings. Psalm 146:3. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help, or deliverance. In the Psalms, all the examples are about mortal preservation. Mortal preservation through times of troubles, fears, and continuance of life through obedience. Yahweh preserves the upright. He guards His word. Proverbs 2:8. He keeps, or watches over, the paths of right ruling, and preserves, or guards, the way of His saints. Then shall you understand righteousness, and judgment, and equity, and every good path. When wisdom enters into your heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto your soul, discretion shall preserve, or guard you. Understanding shall keep, or watch over you. To deliver, or preserve you from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaks perverse things. The Septuagint ends as, and from the man that speaks nothing trustworthy. Proverbs 4:6, forsake her not, speaking of wisdom, and she shall preserve, or guard you. Love her, and she shall keep, or watch over you. Proverbs 9:6, forsake the foolish, and live, or be preserved, and go in the way of understanding. The Septuagint has, leave folly, that you may reign forever, and seek wisdom, and improve understanding by knowledge. Proverbs 11:6, the righteousness of the upright shall deliver, or shall preserve them, but transgressors shall be taken in their own naughtiness. Proverbs 16:17, the highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keeps, or watches over, Yahweh's way, preserves, or guards, his soul. If you want your life to be guarded from evil and live safely preserved, walk on the highway of the upright. Proverbs 28:26, he that trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walks wisely, he shall be delivered, or preserved. In the Proverbs, we see that Yahweh watches over and guards the upright. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding preserves, guards, and watches over you. When you forsake foolishness, you will not only be preserved in this life, but will live forever in the reign of Yahweh. Ecclesiastes 7:12, for wisdom is a shelter, and money is a shelter. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom gives life, or continued preservation, to them that have it. Ecclesiastes 8:5, whosoever keeps or guards the commandment shall feel no evil thing, and a wise man's heart discerns both time and right ruling. When we live by Yahweh's wisdom, we are continually preserved. When we guard His commandments, we are preserved from evil things. Wisdom is referred to as she or her. Wisdom of Solomon 9:11. For she, meaning wisdom, knows and understands all things, and she shall lead me soberly in my doings, and preserve me in her power. For so the ways of them which lived on the earth were set right, and men were taught the things that are pleasing unto you, and were saved, or preserved, by wisdom. Wisdom 10:1. She, meaning wisdom, preserved the first formed father, meaning Adam, of the world, that was created alone, and brought him out of his transgression, and gave him power to rule all things. But when the unrighteous, meaning Cain, went away from her in his anger, He perished also in the fury wherewith he murdered his half-brother, for whose cause the earth being drowned with the flood, wisdom again preserved it, and directed the course of the righteous in a piece of wood of small value. Moreover, the nations in their wicked conspiracy, being put to confusion, meaning the Tower of Babel, she, meaning wisdom, found out the righteous, and preserved him blameless unto Elohim, and kept him strong against his tender compassion towards his son, meaning Shem, and later Abraham. Wisdom of Solomon 11:25. And how could anything have endured, if it had not been your will, or been preserved, if not called by you? But you spare all, for they are yours, O Yahweh, you lover of the living. Wisdom 14:4. Showing that you can save, or deliver, rescue, or preserve, from all danger, yea, so that even a person who lacks skill may put to sea. Nevertheless, you would not that the works of your wisdom should be without effect, and therefore do men commit their lives to a small piece of wood, and passing the rough sea in a weak raft, are saved, or come safely to land, preserved. Talking about Noah and his family. Wisdom 16:7. For he that turned himself towards the bronze serpent was not saved by the thing that he saw, but you, that you are the Savior, or deliverer, or preserver of all. Verse 10. But your children, not the very teeth of the venomous serpents, overcame, for your mercy was ever by them, and healed them. For they were pricked, that they should remember your words, and were quickly saved, or delivered, that not falling into deep forgetfulness, they might be continually mindful of your goodness. Verse 26. That your children, O Yahweh, whom you love, might know that it is not the growing of crops that feeds man, but that it is your word which preserves them that put their trust in you. Matthew 4:4. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Elohim. Bread may preserve the body, but the word preserves the body and gives eternal life. Unfortunately, the bread we eat today has been genetically modified and is no longer fit for consumption. Bread is a bloater and quite inflammatory. Bread has been weaponized, just like everything else the Jews put their hands on. Light shines on the Israelites. Wisdom of Solomon 18:1. Nevertheless, your set-apart ones had a very great light, whose voice they heard, and not seeing the horror experienced by the Egyptians, because Israel has not suffered the same things, they counted them happy. But for that the Egyptians did not hurt them now, of whom they had hurt them before, the Egyptians thanked them and besought Israel pardon for that the Egyptians had been enemies, for being cruel to Israel. Instead whereof you gave them a burning pillar of fire, both to be a guide to your people's unknown journey, and a harmless sun to entertain them honorably, for they were worthy to be deprived of light and imprisoned in darkness, who had kept your sons imprisoned, by whom the uncorrupt light of the law was given unto the world. And when they had determined to slay the babies of the saints, one child, Moses, being cast forth and saved, or preserved, to reprove them, you took away the multitude of their children, and destroyed them altogether in a mighty water. Of that night were our fathers made known beforehand, that assuredly, knowing unto what oaths they had trusted, that they might afterwards be of good cheer. So of your people was expected both the salvation, or deliverance, or preservation, of the righteous, and destruction of the enemies. For wherewith you did punish our adversaries, by the same you did glorify us, whom you have called. In the wisdom of Solomon, it shows that he understood that wisdom preserves life. However, Solomon did leave Yahweh for strange gods and women. Wisdom preserved Adam. Wisdom preserved the land of the Tarim Basin, where the flood occurred. Wisdom preserved Shem and Abraham. Jacob and the children of Israel were delivered from bondage. Preserved during the plagues. Preserved from the Egyptians and the Sea of Reeds. Preserved in the wilderness. But they were not saved like the churches teach. Many still died in the desert. It is the Old Testament, but didn't they all accept Yahweh? Wasn't Solomon saved? Yet he and many of the Israelites left Yahweh for some alien flesh and alien gods. The true meaning of saved is preserved in this mortal life's test. Sirach 2:11. For Yahweh is full of compassion and mercy, long-suffering and very pitiful, and forgives sins, and saves, or delivers, or preserves, in time of affliction. Sirach 20, verse 2. It is much better to reprove than to be angry secretly, and he that confesses his fault shall be preserved from hurt. Sirach 31:13. The spirit of those that fear Yahweh shall live, for their hope is in him that saves, or delivers, or preserves them. For the eyes of Yahweh are upon him that love him. He is their mighty protection and strong stay, a defense from heat, and a cover from the sun at noon, a preservation from stumbling, and a help from falling. Sirach 39:18. At his commandment is done whatsoever pleases him, and none can hinder when he will save, or deliver, or preserve. Sirach 46:8. And of 600,000 people on foot, they too, meaning Joshua and Caleb, were preserved to bring them into the heritage, even unto the land that flows with milk and honey. Sirach 51:2. For you are my defender and helper, and has preserved my body from destruction, and from the snare of the slanderous tongue, and from the lips that forge lies, and has been my helper against my adversaries. Then thought I upon your mercy, O Yahweh, and upon your acts of old, how you delivered, or preserved such as wait for you, and saves, or rescues, or preserves them out of the hands of the enemies. For you save, or deliver, or preserve me from destruction, and delivers, or rescues, or preserves me from the evil time. Therefore will I give thanks and praise to you, and bless your name, O Yahweh. Every single one of these examples in Sirach is about mortal preservation. Preservation from affliction, preservation from confessing faults, preservation from heat and stumbling, preservation from bodily destruction, slanderous tongues, and from enemies. Chapter 17 of Isaiah is a prophecy against Damascus. The ancient Syrians were Aramites, sons of Aram, son of Shem. Isaiah 17:10. Because you have forgotten the Elohim of your salvation, or deliverance, or preservation, and has not been mindful of the rock of your refuge, therefore shall you plant pleasant plants, and shall set it with strange slips. Damascus today is not a pleasant plant, meaning a pure white Adamic nation, anymore. Strange slips is a reference to race mixed. Isaiah 31:5. As birds flying, so will Yahweh of hosts defend Jerusalem, against the Babylonians. Defending it also, he will deliver it, and passing over, he will preserve, or rescue, save, or deliver it. Isaiah 43:1. But now, thus says Yahweh that created you, O Jacob, and he that formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed, or done the part of kinsman redeemer to you. I have called you by your name, you are mine. The scriptures are undeniably exclusive to the race of Adam, and specifically to the children of Israel. The churches add everybody else. Yahweh has called only Israel. Verse 10, you are my witnesses, says Yahweh, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither there be after me. I, even I, am Yahweh, and besides me there is no Savior, or Deliverer, or Preserver. I have declared, and have saved, or delivered, preserved, and I have showed, when there was no strange God among you. Therefore you are my witnesses, says Yahweh, that I am Elohim. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there was none that can deliver, or snatch out of my hand. I will work, and who shall turn it back? When we have no strange gods among us, we are preserved, protected, and delivered. How can the ones witnessing for Jewish Jesus be saved? These so-called Christians who sit in their own pew on the day of the sun god, under a pagan obelisk with the symbol of Tammuz on top, and worshiping a counterfeit god, will not be delivered in that day. They are not even finding mortal preservation. Just look how many are sick and on medication, sick in the body and in the mind and in the spirit. Yahweh anointed Koresh, or Cyrus, to defeat Babylon and order the rebuilding of the temple, allowing the Judahite exiles to return to Jerusalem. Yahweh had sent them into Babylonian captivity because of their race mixing and idolatry, and failure to keep the land Sabbath for 70 years. The ones that accepted their punishment and trusted Yahweh's plan of chastisement were preserved through the captivity and were now allowed to return to Jerusalem. Isaiah 45:8. Drop down, you skies, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the ground open, and let them bring forth salvation, or deliverance, or preservation. And let righteousness spring up together. I, Yahweh, have created it. But Israel shall be saved, or delivered, or preserved, in Yahweh with an everlasting salvation, or deliverance, or preservation. You shall not be ashamed, nor confounded, world without end. National and spiritual preservation and deliverance. Many died in the siege, attack, and exile, but Yahweh keeps his obedient remnant and preserved them through it. Isaiah 49:6. And Yahweh said, it is a light thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. I, Yahweh, will give you for a light to the nations, that you may be my salvation, or deliverance, or preservation, unto the end of the land. The Septuagint reads, and he said to me, it is a good thing for you to be called my servant, to establish the tribes of Jacob, and to recover the dispersion of Israel. Behold, I, Yahweh, have given you for the covenant of a race, for the light of the nations, that you should be for salvation to the end of the land. Luke 2:32, a light to the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Acts 26:23, that Christ should suffer, and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead, and should show light unto the people and to the nations. All referring to Israel. Verse 7, Thus says Yahweh, the kinsman redeemer of Israel, and his Holy One, to Jacob, whom man despises, to Jacob, whom the nation abhorred, to a servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise, princes also shall worship, because of Yahweh that is trustworthy, the set-apart one of Israel, and he shall choose you. Thus says Yahweh, in an acceptable time have I heard you, speaking of the children of Jacob, and in a day of salvation, or deliverance, have I helped you, and will preserve, or watch over you, and give you for a covenant of the people, to establish the land, to cause to inherit the desolate heritages, that you may say to the prisoners, go forth, to them that are in darkness, or ignorance, show yourselves. They shall feed in the ways, and their pastures shall be in all high places. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them. For he that has mercy on them shall lead them, even to the springs of water shall he guide them. And he has guarded, protected, and delivered us throughout history, and through our migrations, which led us to the regathering place of all 12 tribes of our Israelite kinsmen, here in America, as prophesied in 2 Samuel 7:10, and throughout Scripture. Isaiah 51:7. Hearken unto me, you that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear you not the reproach of mortals, neither be you afraid of their revilings. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm of the moth shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation, or deliverance, or preservation, from generation to generation. Salvation is for the children of Israel. Generation to generation means of the same race of those whose law was written on their hearts. Isaiah 55:3. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your being shall live, or continue in life, be preserved. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Isaiah 59:15. Yea, truth fails, and he that departs from evil makes himself a prey. And Yahweh saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. The Septuagint reads, and truth has been taken away, and they have turned aside their mind from understanding. And Yahweh saw it, and it pleased him not that there was no judgment. Verse 16, and he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor, or no one opposing. Therefore his arm brought salvation, or victory, deliverance, preservation, unto him, and his righteousness, it sustained him. The promise of our Redeemer. Our Redeemer is our path to victory, deliverance, and preservation. In Isaiah, we see that Yahweh is our Savior who delivers and preserves. Yahweh delivers and preserves Jerusalem during the Assyrian invasion. Yahweh preserves a remnant during captivity. Isaiah is also full of prophecies about Yahweh being our Savior, Yeshua, in the flesh. Jeremiah 1:6. Then said I, Ah, Yahweh God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. Jeremiah was a very young man. Verse 7. But Yahweh said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for you shall go to all that I shall send you, and whatsoever I command you, you shall speak. Be not afraid of their presence, for I am with you to deliver, or defend, or preserve you, says Yahweh. The judgment has been passed. Yahweh was sending the Babylonians to punish Israel for their sins against him. Yahweh did not want his people escaping punishment or seeking help from the other nations. He wanted them to accept it and trust him. Jeremiah 16:11. Then shall you say unto them, Because your fathers have forsaken me, says Yahweh, and have walked after other gods, and served them, and have worshipped them, and have forsaken me, and have not kept, or guarded, observed, or preserved my law, and you have done worse than your fathers. For behold, you walk everyone after the stubbornness of his evil heart, that they may not hearken unto me. Therefore will I cast you out of this land into a land that you know not, neither you nor your fathers. And there shall you serve other gods day and night, where I will not show you favor. Jeremiah 30:10. Therefore fear you not, O my servant Jacob, says Yahweh, neither be dismayed, O Israel, for lo, I will save, or deliver, or preserve you from afar, and your seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with you, says Yahweh, to save, or deliver, or preserve you. Though I make a full end of all nations where I have scattered you, yet will I not make a full end of you, but I will correct you in measure, and I will not leave you altogether unpunished. The Miry Dungeon and Jeremiah's Advice, Jeremiah 38:1. Then Shephatiah, the son of Matan, and Gedaliah, the son of Pashur, and Jukal, the son of Shelemiah, and Pashur, the son of Malchiah, heard the words that Jeremiah had spoken unto all the people, saying, Thus says Yahweh, He that remains in this city shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence. He that goes forth to the Chaldeans shall live, or continue in life, recover, be restored, be preserved. For he shall have his life for a prize to him, and shall live, or be preserved. Thus says Yahweh, This city shall surely be given into the hand of the king of Babylon's army, which shall take it. The children of Israel were in great apostasy, idol worshippers and race mixers, a cheating wife. They refused to return to Yahweh. They were going to be punished. If they accepted the punishment and go forth into the decreed captivity, then Yahweh promised that they would be preserved through it. We see in Jeremiah that the Torah must be observed and preserved. It must be guarded and followed. That when we do what Yahweh commands, even when it comes to spanking time, if we accept it, we will continue to live. Baruch 4:22. For my hope is in the everlasting, that he will save, or deliver, or preserve you. And joy is come unto me from the set apart one, because of the mercy which shall soon come unto you from the everlasting, our Savior, or deliverer, or preserver. Ezekiel 3:18. When I say unto the wicked, You shall surely die, and you give him not warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, or to preserve or sustain his life. The same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood guilt will I require at your hand. Yet, if you warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered, or preserved, your soul. It's possible to do good, and then do evil after you have done good. Past righteousness does not count against present and future unrighteousness. Kinda blows this once saved, always saved foolishness out of the water. Ezekiel 18:8. He that has not given forth upon usury, neither has taken any increase, and has withdrawn his hand from iniquity, has executed true judgment between man and man, has walked in my statutes, and has kept, or guarded, observed, or preserved my judgments, to deal truly, He is just. He shall surely live, or continue in life, or be preserved, says Yahweh Elohim. But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he has committed, and keep, or guard, observe, and preserve all my statutes, and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live, or continue, or be preserved. He shall not die. All his transgressions that he had committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him. In his righteousness that he has done, he shall live, or continue in life, be preserved. If a father is wicked, the son will learn from wickedness. The cycle of wickedness follows each generation born in wickedness. If the son breaks away from the wickedness and lives righteously, he will live. This goes for today's churches as well. If your grandparents worshipped a Jewish Jesus, and your mom and dad did too, and so do you, even your children will follow this pattern of wickedness and will all die. Verse 23. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, says Yahweh Elohim, and not that he should return from his ways and live, or continue in life and be preserved? But when the righteous turn away from his righteousness, and commits iniquity, and does according to all the abominations that the wicked man does, shall he live, or shall he continue? All his righteousness that he had done shall not be mentioned. In his trespass that he has trespassed, and in his sin that he has sinned, in them shall he die. Yet you say, the way of Yahweh is not equal. Hear now, O Israel, is not my way equal? Are not your ways unequal? The Septuagint has, will not my way be straight? Is your way straight? The Geneva has, is not my way equal? Or are not your ways unequal? Verse 26. When a righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits iniquity and dies in them, for his iniquity that he has done shall he die. Talking about the second death. Does this sound like you're once saved, always saved? Sounds like the ways of those who declared themselves saved are unequal and crooked. Verses 15 through 28 are about the two sticks prophecy, the unification of the houses of Judah and Israel, Ezekiel 37:21. And say unto them, thus says Yahweh Elohim, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the nations where they be gone, and will gather them on every side, and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king to them all. And they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. Neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will save, or deliver, or preserve them out of all their dwelling places, wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them. So shall they be my people, and I will be their God. This was the prophecy that the two houses of Israel and Judah would regather in a new land, and establish a righteous Christian nation under Elohim. This happened here in America. Ezekiel shows that we are to exhort our unrighteous kinsmen to righteousness for their preservation. If we do not, then we are held accountable for not warning them when we should have. Those who keep, guard, preserve, and observe the law and commands shall live. Don't expect your past righteousness to save you if you are not living a righteous life. Do you really think all those saved people are living a true Christian daily lifestyle? Do they even know what that involves? Being a good person, going to church, accepting Haimi Jesus into your heart, and claiming you're saved is not what being a Christian is about. Hosea 6:1. Come, And let us return unto Yahweh, for he has torn, and he will heal us. He has smitten, and he will bind us up. Deuteronomy 32:39. See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. I kill, and I make alive. I wound, and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health unto you, preservation, and I will heal you of your wounds, says Yahweh, because they called you an outcast, saying, This is Zion, whom no man seeks after. Hosea 6:2. After 2 days will he revive, or the Septuagint has heal us. After 2 days he will heal us. In the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live, or continue in life, be preserved in his sight. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know Yahweh. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the land. This latter and former rain, or early and latter rain, is symbolic of the two promised messianic advents. Christ's death freed us from sin and disannulled his own law of marriage and divorce in order that he may remarry us, and through him alone we are preserved in this life, and by obedience and continuing living in righteousness, we will be delivered to everlasting life. The 2 days is when we are being revived, restored, healed through the gospel and the truth. The third day is when he raises us up and enter his reign. Nobody is saved yet. This life is an ongoing trial. We must endure and overcome. Hosea 12:13. And by a prophet, Moses, Yahweh brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet, Joshua, was he, the children of Israel, preserved or guarded. Hosea 13:4. Yet I am Yahweh your Elohim from the land of Egypt, and you shall know no God but me, for there is no Savior or Deliverer or Preserver beside me. Hosea speaks about healing and preserving us while we await the second advent, that by Yahweh's prophets his people were guarded and preserved, at least the ones that listened to his prophets, that there is no other deliverer from danger, preserver of life and health, and no savior but Yahweh. If you would shed your trust in the false doctrine of personal salvation and your own declaration of claiming you're saved and trust in Yahweh, he will preserve you, and he will not let you fall.
Help you, and he will not let you fall.
He will not let you fall.
Let you